Welcome to Kingdom Light Church Stellenbosch. May this life-giving word activate your faith today.
Again, welcome this morning. Man, what an awesome privilege to have all of you here at church this morning. It's quite an emotional roller coaster weekend for me and Salome, and yes, we've been busy, and I have to repent at beginning. I only started preparing my sermon yesterday afternoon because God didn't speak to me at all. Have you ever had moments like that? It's like, Lord, I mean, I've been waiting this week. I've got stuff in my heart. I've got this. And within one moment, do you know God is so faithful? Within one moment, God suddenly dropped something in my heart that I'm so gracefully thankful that I've waited. I've waited for His word. And you see, we pastors can quickly jump the gun and jump on the wagon and build a nice sermon. And it's like, yay, okay, everything is fine. I'll come and encourage the people. But that's not what I wanted to do. I want to encourage you, but I wanted God encouraging us this morning. I wanted a word from the Lord to say, Lord, if this is a prophetic service, then you need to speak to us this morning. So I was sitting, especially on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I said, Lord, I've got all these plans. I've got many things on my mind. What do I say? And God reminded me of a scripture in Proverbs 19, verse 21. And we all know it. It says, many are the plans in a man's heart. How many of us have good plans in our hearts? But it's the purpose of the Lord that will stand. And then when I read that, I said, okay, Lord, done with me, more of your purpose. What do you want to do with us today? What's the word that you want to drop in our hearts so that we will walk out here today and say, Lord, you've ministered to me. You've done something in my heart this morning. Now, looking back, without a doubt, if you would ask us 10 years ago, so when will you plant a church? We would laugh at you and say, there's no way. We will never plant a church. That's not our calling. That's not who we are. But yet, it was not my plans. It was God's purpose. It was His purpose. See, God had a purpose. And what we're seeing here today is not us, but it's God's purpose aligning. And whatever you are involved in today, and if you're here as a friend and maybe church members, God is aligning you with the purpose that He has for this town. Because this is not just, we're not just going to play church here. We're going to reach this town. We're going to reach the nations. God's going to do something in your heart, and your heart is going to reach somebody that's going to change the nation. So I want to share a word this morning. And it's not a conventional sermon, it's a prophetic sermon. And sometimes we're waiting for a conventional sermon, and when a prophetic sermon comes, we need to prepare our hearts for it. But before I start with that, I want to read you a story. And when I read the story, God started speaking to me, and I'm going to tell you now what He said to me. So the story goes like, during the building of the Golden Gate Bridge, one of my favorite bridges, if you ever ask me, the dream destination I always wanted to go to is San Francisco. Why? Because of the Golden Gate Bridge. I wanted to go and stand on that bridge. I want to go and see it. It always captivates me. But when they built that bridge years and years and years ago, construction fell badly behind schedule. Why? Because men fell from the scaffolding to their death. And they had a bit of a problem. Engineers and all of them were scratching their heads. They had costly delays and they didn't know how to get this thing back on track. And finally, someone suggested that they just build a gigantic net under the bridge. So when the guys fall, that there will be a safety net. Now, if my non-engineering brain would probably think of that first. I don't know how they missed that. But finally, in spite of enormous cost, when they installed that net, things picked up and they were ahead of schedule and they built this bridge. And ultimately, all the time lost to fear was regained because they replaced the fear with faith. And the faith was the net. Now listen, this is what I read this week. It's, when a person works an eight-hour day and received a fair day's pay for his time, that is a wage. When a person competes with an opponent and receives a trophy for his performance, that is a prize. Now, when a person receives appropriate recognition for his long service or high achievements, that is an award. But when a person is not capable of earning a wage, he cannot win a prize, and he deserves no award, yet he receives a great gift anyway, that is a good picture of God's unmerited favor because of His grace. And I read that this week, and something dropped in my heart, and I said, Lord, I know the biblical numeric for five is grace. And we're standing in a moment of grace here today. Specifically on the 5th of May on a Sunday, it was our first service. Today, the 5th May on 2024, 5 years. 5, 5, grace, grace. And this morning, I want to share a prophetic picture that God gave me. And I want to apply this picture looking back. I want to look at the past. I want to look in at the present. And I want to look forward at the future. I also want to apply this picture to us personally and corporately of what's happening in the Spirit. Now, 5 years ago, just before we started the church, and God was working in our hearts very deep. You know when God works deep in your hearts and you trying not to do what God is saying, and God is saying, and he's getting more louder and louder. And I was in my devotion one morning. My eyes were closed. I was on my knees, on my face, on the ground. I said, Lord, you need to speak to me. And suddenly I was on top of Stellenbosch Mountain overlooking into Jonkers Hoek. I don't know if you've been on the cross there at the top. It was part of our video in the beginning. And I was looking into this valley, and I could see a tidal wave coming, a flood coming down this valley of Jonkers Hoek. And it rushed through this town. It hit the town with force, going all into the Boerland. And I was standing on top of that mountain. I was shocked about, Lord, what just happened? And I knew immediately it was a tidal wave of God's presence coming through, God's power coming through this town. And this wave smashed through town. So I was preparing for today, and that was the first vision I got, and we planted this church, and we knew God wanted to do something in Stellenbosch. Because I want to be part of something where His power and His presence come in and just rush everything. That's my kind of place. As I was prepping, and I was sitting, and I said, Lord, can you just speak to me? As I was preparing, God showed me this. He showed me a reservoir. And a picture of a reservoir. Now, when I'm talking about a reservoir, I'm not talking about a small container that a farmer contains water to fill his water hole. No, not that. I'm talking about a reservoir in between the mountains with a dam and with a wall. Now, I've got a picture for that. Almost like that. That's almost exactly the picture that I saw. And I started praying about it. I said, Lord, what do you want to tell me? And God said, and as I saw this picture, I saw three seasons of this picture. I saw firstly when the reservoir was busy being built. It was the building phase. The second picture and season that I saw was a season of rain and downpour. And where this reservoir filled up slowly, and it was a growing phase. And then the last picture I saw was a breaking through of a fountain underneath the reservoir that was the maturing phase. And I started praying about it and said, okay, Lord, you need to unpack this for me. So I want to unpack this with us. Let's look at the building phase quickly. And all this that I'm telling, and as I'm going along, this is as God has been speaking to me and has been filling in the gaps, and I'm gonna lead you through that. So now, when I think about the building phase, when a reservoir is being built, I've never been at the place where it's physically being built, such a big one as well. But I've stood next to a big wall, a dam wall with a reservoir, a dam or a lake, and it's quite, it's phenomenal. But if it's been built, it's usually empty. There's usually just a small trickle or a stream running through the valley and the mountains that catch all the water and let it run all the way to the sea. And it's usually as that, and as they build that dam wall, it starts building up, and a wall is there for two purposes. The first purpose is to collect the water from rainfall, and especially in a rainy season, it collects the water, and this reservoir starts filling up. And the second purpose for a wall or dam that's been built, the wall, is for flood risk management, to keep the town from flooding, and to gauge the water that comes through, and you can manage it. And as I was reading this about the purpose of a reservoir and the building phase of it, I asked the Lord, said, Lord, why then the flash flood? I immediately remembered the flood through the valley, and I said, Lord, why the flash flood? Why this incredible tidal wave? If you have a reservoir in mind. Now, let me backtrack once. When I saw this picture of a reservoir, I saw Stellenbosch. that Stellenbosch is a reservoir. And I said, Lord, why a tidal wave when you're building a reservoir? I mean, that should have filled up the reservoir immediately, within 1 second. And then God took me to this scripture. Revelations 22, verse 1 and 2. Then the angel showed me a river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with a fresh crop every month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. Now, when I saw this, I realized that this was God's river of life. When his life enters any scenario, guess what? It's like a flood. When his life enters any place, it's like a tidal wave. Now, when we experience life for the first time through salvation or through your Christian walk, guess what? It impacts you. I don't know about you, when you had that salvation moment in your life, or you have an encounter with the Father, or you have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, it impacts your life. It does. And it's like a tidal wave that flushes through you. And I realized what I saw was a spiritual thing of what God was doing, but it was the river of God's life. You see, the building phase is the preparation for the more of Him in this area. It's a preparation phase for more. I saw that. See, God was busy preparing our hearts and our churches, not just this church, churches for overflow. There's an overflow that's about to happen, but we're not there yet. That was the building phase. The next phase was the growing phase. And the second phase, I saw the reservoir started filling up slowly. But I was still thinking about this flood. I said, Lord, shouldn't this thing just fill up quickly if there's a flood? And I was thinking, I know, Lord, I know it's the river and it's a flood. But then I saw the clouds building up over Stellenbosch. And I saw a soft rain start to fall and start filling up this reservoir slowly and surely. You see, the reservoir collects water during times of high rainfall. And it reduces flood risk just to flood things through. It's like, have you ever been to a conference? And it's like, oh, it's amazing. I've been in the presence of God. And then the next morning you struggle with everything. You struggle again. And it's just like everything is dry again. This is not it. God is creating a reservoir so that you're in His presence. Not just in a flood, but in a soft, slow building of His presence. When I read that and I realized that, God took me to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 34, verse 26, 27, a New Living Translation, he says, and I love this scripture, he says, I will bless my people. Now, if I talk about this, think about you. If you're living in Stellenbosch or in the Boerland, think about this. This is a word for us. He says, I will bless my people and their homes around the holy hill. And in the proper season, I will send the showers they need. There will be showers of blessing. Now, the orchards and the fields of my people will yield bumper crop. And everything will live in safety. When I have broken their chains of slavery and rescued them from those who enslaved them, then they will know that I am the Lord. And when I read this, I realized the Lord is sending slow rain of blessing over our lives. Now, we always think when you're in a growing phase, everything is a mess. Come on, when you have a toddler or small children, just go into the home, look at your car, look at everything. Everything is a mess. Why? Because it's a growing phase. And when it's a growing phase, things hurt. You get growth pains. Things is not normal. It's like, why is growing so tough? But not with God. Not with this season. See, He is a blessing. He has a blessing stored up for you. He has a blessing stored up for us. Especially when the river of life is flowing through your life. Now, in a growing season, we always see more grace, more of God's grace. In a growing season, we mess up, but God's grace is just more. And just His favor is just around us. As a church, and as KLC Stellenbosch, but also every church in this town, we pray for all of them regularly. As a church, we've seen so much of His grace over the last 5 years. There was moments that we feel, Lord, can we just park everything and just do something else? Lord, can we just do this or that? Can this just work out? Can this just happen? And we saw His grace through every step of the way and said, Lord, if it wasn't for Your safety net, where would we be? Think of your life in a growing phase of your Christian walk. If it wasn't for God's catch net or His grace net in your life, where would you be today? See, a growing phase is an important phase because it prepares our hearts. And it brings us to the last phase, the maturing phase. And in the third season, I saw the reservoir starting to fill up. I know if you've seen, I mean, we live in Welgevonden and our dam has been empty for a while. Why? Because they fixed it and they built stuff. But now I'm waiting. It's in a growing phase. I'm waiting for that thing to fill up. And I saw the excitement as this reservoir started filling up. And you saw more of God's presence and His power. And you can see things move and happen. But just before the reservoir was full, something significant happened. The flowing of the river stopped. The rain ceased. And then suddenly a fountain broke through from underneath the reservoir. A fountain that started bubbling up all the presence and power of God in this reservoir. And under this reservoir, as this fountain bubbled up, it pushed this reservoir to overflow. And I prayed about this for a while. I said to him, Lord, this is powerful. This is, how do I put this in words? How can I say this, what I feel? And God took me to Joel. I never read Joel. I have read Joel, but He took me to Joel, and it says the following. It's incredible. It says, and it will come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drip with new wine, the hills shall flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Acacias. Joel was a prophetic book. We live in the middle of the mountains. I could see how when it starts raining, the water starts flowing. But God says that new wine will flow from this reservoir in this area. I'm not talking, we live in wine country. But the wine of the Spirit, there's a calling for this town. There's a calling for Stellenbosch. There's a calling over this Boerland. And there will be milk flowing. I believe that the river of God's life and the rain from heaven nurtured us. But it birthed a new season. It not just nurtured us as a congregation, as Christians, as individuals, but it was birthing a new season. It was birthing something new. A season of not receiving anymore, but of giving. A season where God pours in and we give out. You see, as this reservoir started overflowing, channels were starting to open in the dam wall, in this wall that they built to build this reservoir. Channels started to open, which created rivers. And these rivers ran from this reservoir into the nations. And I know that the calling of our church is to reach nations. I believe that there's 7,000 international students on this campus. Reach one, you reach a nation. Reach 10, you reach 10 nations. So you don't have to run to the nations. You get the nations right in front of you. But God has also called us to go to the nations, to build missions. But He first has to strengthen this reservoir. He has to bring us to overflow. He has to bring the channels to open so that the rivers start flowing. And God is adding people with hearts to go, to reach, to make an impact. I want to go back to our scripture we started, Revelation 22. Listen to the last verse. It says, verse 2, on each side of the river, that was the river of life flowing from God's throne, on each side of the river of life grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit with a fresh crop each month. But then it says, the leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. Isn't that powerful? I truly believe that there's such a huge calling over Stellenbosch. There's such a huge calling over this town to be a reservoir of life to nations. To be a reservoir of life to touch people's lives, families' lives, businesses. To touch the economy, to touch politics. You name it. We see thousands of nations, tourists, coming into this town daily. I mean, we all know it. Buses and buses are full, taking pictures. There's tourists in our town all the time, into this little town. Why? Because of our beauty and the wine and the beauty of this town. But I prophesy today, I want to declare today that in years to come, nations will not come just because of the beauty of this town, but because of God's power and His presence, of the new wine that's been bubbling over in this reservoir. As I end today, I want to pull this through to us personally and to us as a community. I want to look at what's happening in the spirit. Personally, every one of us personally, I believe God has been building a reservoir in your heart. He's been building a reservoir in your heart to give. Not just to become obese and just keep everything for yourself, but to build, a reservoir is being built to give, to receive and to give. Now through this last 5 years, God has been filling us up slowly with the river of life and the rain of His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And it's not a fast process. It's very gentle. It's very loving. It's slowly. And at one stage I thought, Lord, can it be more slow? At one stage I thought, we are going backwards. But as I got this picture, I realized, Lord, in a growing phase, as the rain falls, things are slow, but it's gentle and it's loving. It's not a fast process. And I believe that there's a season of breakthrough coming where the fountain of God will spring forth in your hearts and in the hearts around you and the people around you and the family next door, the business next door. God's going to spring up and overflow His presence from your life to their lives. Something is going to happen that's going to amaze you. Like, Lord, I never knew You can do this through my life. See, it's going to be a season where there will be more salvation than ever, where there will be revival seen on people. See, Scripture says revival is here. We're all waiting for revival, everything. Oh, let's do thousands of meetings. No, revival is here. And I believe that when this breakthrough comes and this overflow happens, we'll see the revival on people. And that's what we are supposed to see. That's when the fountain of God will create a flow that will touch the nations. And I want to be part of that flow. I don't know about you. I want to be part of a church and part of a flow where God touch my heart to such an extent where I can go to the nations and prophesy change and see God do incredible things. Where I walk into the campus and start prophesying and speaking life and let that fountain in me overflow. As a community and as a church, God has been building us. And it's been slow. Backwards sometimes, forwards sometimes, it's been slow. But all the time, there has been a filling up. There's been a slow filling up of the river of God's life, of His presence building up. And these 5 years has been a time of growing our church in many areas, through highs and through lows. But you know what? Never apart from His grace. Never. I could always experience God's grace. Always. I always say, the first time I stood here, I said, Lord, I'll pray for 1 or 1,000. You decide. Let's go. So I believe that God is filling up this reservoir to give in this town. God has called our church to be serving this town, to change the atmosphere. That's one of our words that we have. As we worship in this church, as we together as a congregation worship, the worship will change the atmosphere of this town. That was a prophetic call of this church before we planted it. And I pray and I know God's going to raise up worship teams and people with a heart of worship to stand here and start worshiping and start changing the atmosphere. Because they know prophetically when I start worshiping, Lord, You've already decreed it. Let's make change happen. Because worship is one of those things. See, God has called us to be a blessing to many, to serve and heal the brokenhearted, and to love those around us. That's what God has called our church to be and who we are. This is the season of overflow. The season of overflow is here, not only in your heart, but in this church. And I pray to every church in this town. There's a fountain that is breaking through in this KLC reservoir, and nothing can stop the overflow. I'm sorry. Nothing. Not even me. Not even me making mistakes. Nothing can stop God's overflow in this town through this congregation. And I prophesy today through every congregation in this town. Because we're not just here to be a lone little light on a hill. We've called to work together with the body of Christ to empower this town and to then change nations. See, we cannot see it right now, maybe. But there's breakthrough. And I want you this morning to invite you to speak it, to say it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. When you see our name, when you see us on social media, just say, breakthrough is coming. God is about to change. There's a new season of overflow that is happening right now. I believe Stellenbosch is a reservoir. This town is a reservoir, and it will touch the world. And every town, every church in this town will be a fountain of life that brings overflow. And I'll pray for that. I believe that. I speak that. I pray to that our town will be a reservoir for others to receive life. That people will walk in here, you'll see our banner. Are you ready for an encounter with Him? That's our heart. That's who. If you walk into church, do you walk in just to sing a song, listen to a word, give something, and go home and say, okay, what? No. We come to church to have an encounter with the God of the universe. Why? Because He wants to encounter you. He wants to love you. He wants to hold you. He wants to impact your life and want to impact people through your life. I pray today that our church will have an impact on the nations. That's the word that God has given us. God's going to send the nations so that they can go and impact the nations. And I love that scripture. We will be trees with leaves that bring healing to the nations. Amen. Now this morning, I'm not going to end in a conventional way. But we're going to end in a way that kind of bless you and going to impact your life. I'm going to do a quick prayer and we're going to close in prayer. But then we're going to stand up and you'll see there's four stations. And we're going to do some stations that's interactive. At the back there's a station, taste and see. And I want you to taste and see God's goodness in your life. And then there's cards. And I want you to write on that card God's goodness in your life and what He has done and what you are thankful for. But if you turn that card around, I want you to write down, Lord, this is what I have faith for this season that's coming. So you can go there. There's a station up here that we call Creative Unity. And Kristen is not here this morning. It's amazing. She leads all our volunteer teams. But she painted this for us. And this is a vision that I saw of a fire of God burning. It's like our church be a fire of grace burning. And there's some paint here. And Nalita will be here. And we want you to make a fingerprint on the grace and be part of this unity in this church. And then at the back, next to the coffee table, there's a prophetic table. You can go there, grab a prophetic word out of the bin. Let's do one per family for now. If everybody got, then you can grab a second one. So grab one prophetic word per family, read it. See, Lord, go and sit down. After every station, go and sit down a little bit. Think about it. Don't rush through all the stalls, but take one, read it. Think about it, pray about it. And then go to the next one. And then the fourth station will be right here, where I want to pray for everyone. Me and Salome. I want to anoint you and pray for you. I want to just pray God's blessing over your life. Can we do that this morning? Let's all stand up. I want to pray, and then we're going to continue with this. So, Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, we are so excited what you're busy doing in this town, in our church. And just the environment and who you are, Lord, and where we're going. And Lord, I pray this morning that as we go and as we fellowship now together, as you speak to us, Lord, as you bless us, as we just commune together, Lord, will you dive deep into our hearts, Lord? Will you speak to us? Will you show us something special this morning, Lord? And Lord, we trust you for more this season of our lives. This is a new day. And new things. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to our weekly sermon. For more detail, visit www.klcstellenbosch.co.za.